Welcome to Murphy, Sam, and Jody after the show.
I want to talk masks today.
Sam,
masks. Are
you still wearing your Bucky's mask?
Well, that's the only one I wear when I wear it. By the way, I had to wash that thing.
Yeah, of course.
So long since I'd...
You're supposed to wash it pretty often.
When you put it on to go in the store, it's like, I had that for dinner last week.
Okay, gross.
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 That's disgusting.
Hey, it's hard to wash it when everybody goes, that is so cute. Where'd you get that? Bucky's. Anyway, I've now got the double shot, vaccinated.
Me too. We all have.
Moderna. Yeah, we all have.
So has it been 2 weeks since the double shot for you?
Are you really immune yet?
No, or are you just wishing?
You got to wait 2 weeks after the second shot?
Yes.
You were supposed to be completely immune. At your vaccination site.
They didn't tell me that.
Did they tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
Well, Moderna, maybe it works right away.
Wait. Well, you had Moderna. I had Pfizer. What did you have, Murphy?
Pfizer.
Yeah.
Producer Faith, what did you have?
Pfizer.
Yeah. Okay. And so
funky cold Moderna's the odd man out here.
And so I guess all of us, are you just saying you don't remember when you got the shot,
or it was last week.
Okay, so you only got 1 week to go. But Faith and Jody and I are actually all.
My whole idea for the podcast.
What was your? Let's talk about it.
Going into the store without a mask. I don't need a mask anymore, but okay, I'm caught between caring about people. You know me.
And caring about you.
And caring about myself.
But that's
whether
good.
I should wear the mask for everybody else's happiness, or I don't need the mask anymore. So do I need to wear the mask?
Why don't you let Murphy weigh in?
After
he's going to give you the diplomatic politician's
weeks.
Answer.
Do I need to carry the card that says, hey, I have had two shots. Leave me alone.
I was reaching into my pocket to try to find mine. I was going to say I've got mine on me, but I guess I don't.
Mine's in my wallet.
Yeah, I mean, I keep mine. Oh, I do. Yeah, I got mine on me.
Uh-huh. I thought it was your card.
No. No, I'm not carrying
that
my
vaccine. That looks like a coffee filter.
It actually is with a strap. No, I'm just kidding.
You never know when you need one.
These are the KN95s, which I'm guessing is not the same thing as the N95 that I bought off of Amazon last year.
What's the K for?
I don't know.
Counterfeit.
But anyway. No.
Because that's spelled with a K.
Like most of them, they say they're not hospital grade, but that's what this is supposed to be. So my point is, I'm still carrying mine. Everybody's jurisdiction is a little bit different. Yes, it depends. But what I was getting at is, I think, I haven't checked this morning, but it was a little over half the states in the U.S. now have relaxed their mask mandates. You still have some that do. But it's up to individual businesses in many cases to decide, right? So that's why I keep carrying mine on me. But I also, when I walk in, I know there are going to be some people, you know, that have an issue with this. But for me, when I walk into a place where it's kind of like not been described, but I see everybody wearing them, then I'm going to put mine on.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing.
Again, I don't want, if there's an elderly woman, you know, who is standing in front of me, or man, whatever, and it doesn't have to be elderly. I'm just trying to use this as an example, you know. Right.
So we're talking greeter at Walmart.
Somebody who's elderly, if they're wearing their mask and everybody else is, I'm concerned about them being concerned, right? So
yes.
Case by case situation, Sam. At some point everybody's gonna have the freedom to decide whatever they, you know, want to decide on that. But that's kind of the way I go. And I think, like, most Whole Foods right now are still requiring masks.
It's as far as retail. It's they reserve the right now.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm talking.
Because I went shopping Saturday.
Well, and retail will always look. Any retail business has the right to require anything they want. If you can't walk into places without a shirt on or shoes. You know, I mean, no shoes.
No service, kind of, baby.
Right, exactly. So same concept, right?
I've seen the signs. But yeah, like Walmart, they have the sign that says you need a mask. But I mean, half the people in there aren't wearing masks.
So wait, Jody and I went to Walmart this weekend. The one we went to did not have a mask.
We went to the one out near you, Sam.
Really?
Yeah, and there was no requirement.
There were some people with masks on, some not.
It didn't have the sign on the door?
I didn't see it. We looked and looked.
Wow.
That's the thing. We're in that place where, you know.
I want to be conscientious.
Then just
but I don't
do it
need
case
to.
By case basis. Keep it with you, like Murphy.
Yeah.
I went shopping all day Saturday, remember? And I had a mask with me. When I was in open outdoor areas, I took it off. I let it hang from my ear, okay? Or whatever. Because I wanted to be maskless for a while, and I'm vaccinated, and I wasn't up on people. When I would get into small boutiques where everybody was wearing a mask, I would slip it on just to feel like I do respect you. You don't know that I'm vaccinated. It might make you weirded out, so I'm going to put it on. So I did. Not a big deal. One thing that did happen that I didn't tell you about, Murphy, the department store where I bought my white jacket, where I couldn't decide between the white and the blue jean jacket.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of trying on in there, and they wouldn't let you in the dressing room. The dressing room was blocked off. So I found a mirror in the section, in a certain section, and I put my purse down and my bags down, and I had on a tank top and a little, you know, what do you call those things? Kimono.
Yeah.
Like, so I took the kimono off and I could just try on everything I needed to on the top with the tank underneath. So I was taking stuff over my head and pulling stuff over my head, and constantly I dropped my mask. My mask hit the floor and I didn't realize it. And then people started coming near me. So I started looking for it and I couldn't find it. And it was on the floor. And I was like, I saw it. And I'm thinking, my mask is on the floor. That's a bad place for a mask in a public place. And this lady saw me and she saw that my problem. She says, 5-second rule.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
yeah.
I was like, not for this. So I just went into my purse and I luckily had another one.
Okay. Because
I carry the disposable ones, the little blue.
Yeah.
I carry those lately.
Well, I mean, look, last year, by the middle of last year, that's where I kept the extra pack in my car. So they're still there, you know, because
I love the disposable ones.
So what about you, Faith? What are you doing?
Yeah, I do.
Go wear it.
I mean, it's just a piece of fabric over my face. It doesn't hinder me at all. And so, like you said, I mean, everybody is different with how they're doing it. You know, my city, like, they're not enforcing it at all. But then one city over, they still want everyone to wear a mask.
Right.
Yeah. And I still do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, even at home, like, I'll pull into my driveway. And I have a ton of masks in my car also.
Right.
And so I'll go to put a mask on my face. And
habit.
My wife is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, habit.
Yeah.
Habit.
I'm not walking in this house without a mask.
Yeah. Granny's inside.
I find the younger you are, the more, like, Phoebe will get into the car after being, when I was driving her from school. Now that she's driving herself, she'll get into the car and leave her mask on. I'm like, we're 5 blocks from school. You can take your mask off. Oh, and she forgets because she wears it all day when she's there. And it's not a thing to them. It's not a big deal.
I know.
We're the ones that are in the habit of gone years without masks. We're the sticklers.
Yeah, I know.
We're like,
I've been
told
by the kids so many times, Dad, you forgot your mask.
Yeah.
And
they go with the flow.
Last Friday when I picked up Maddie and Parker at school and we're riding along and Parker's just sitting in the seat looking at his phone with the mask on.
You forget.
Like, hey,
yeah.
We're in the car. And he's like, okay.
Yeah. He doesn't want to breathe your air, baby.
I guess. Okay.
No. And yeah. I think that's kind of cool. In fact, when we went to that Walmart the other day, it was me, you, and the girls. And you and I kept taking our mask off when we were in open, big areas. And the girls were just wearing their mask the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, this is the first pandemic I've ever been through, you know. And so I'm not going to... I'm done with the judging parts of everybody. Everybody really does have the freedom to decide. And as things open up, it is what it is. I'm not going to judge somebody for one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that I'm vaccinated because that, you know, is less worry for me on my part. And I still don't understand if I'm vaccinated, does that mean that I can't carry it still? It seems to me that something mm-hmm. that's airborne or whatever can still be transmitted by me, even if I am actually mm-hmm. resistant to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
the likelihood of you being sick and hospitalized goes way
and
down.
And so, you know, I mean, maybe this is way because, down. You know, before my dad passed, he had cancer. And because, I mean, I've been around, you know, older people who do have compromised immune systems. And so regardless of a pandemic or anything else, I tend to be cautious anyway. I was always crazy hand sanitizer guy.
Yeah,
and I've been that way for decades, you know what I mean? So that part's not really new to me. So to answer your original question, Sam, I mean, I think it's kind of up to you as long as there's not a law in place, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be your, you know, decision to decide what you want to do in the environment. Mm. You know?
You're going to miss that that Bucky's mask though. Whenever I say whenever they say we may be wearing them seasonally now forever, meaning during cold and flu season, we may be wearing them always.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's really weird?
And I get that.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The place
I like that, yeah.
Where it jumps out at me is if I'm going to like the grab and go, you know, for food. I don't mean stealing. I'm talking about the restaurants that have all the food, and so you walk in and you're right around all the food when you go in, and it's weird. I even found myself. It just shows you until you're actually in the situation that you don't catch yourself. When you and I were in Walmart the other day and I walked into the produce section, immediately exposed food is something I actually wanted to cover my face to be around. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that, I mean, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, but
is,
put a wrapper, put a peanut butter cup inside a wrapper and you're all about it.
Well, yeah, nothing's going to get through a plastic wrapper, right?
Right.
But, okay. But you know, restaurants, those kind of places where there's open food or like a
buffet?
A buffet.
Is that the word
Thank
you're
you. That's
for?
The word I can't, yeah. Yeah. But no, but grab and go is not that same thing, you know, but they've got like pre wrapped sandwiches and things like right. that sitting out. And
plastic.
So, or like a fountain drink. I haven't drank out of a water fountain in forever, but like
a lot of water fountains are closed.
Yeah, yeah. Freestyle machines, which I used to love.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Well, I've got a few Diet Dr. Peppers so far from a machine.
Yeah, know. Nice.
But I mean, I guess I'm more trusting of that. But I think part of us is always going to be, once you've been through something like this,
it causes you to think, which is wonderful. It's actually the reason that actual flu was so almost non-existent this year, because everybody was social distancing and wearing masks. Yeah. It shows you the power of what it can do.
Yeah.
You know, actually, speaking of the Bucky mask, mm-hmm. I felt Damn. There were times when I didn't have it on me, and I felt naked when I went in a place and just had to put a
regular one,
black or white mask on.
Yeah, it wasn't
like,
as fun.
This isn't my usual mask. I'm usually funnier.
It's like saying I'm usually funny. I'm usually a clownfish.
Right.